Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Everett here, broadcasting live from DeVore Square, Pensacola Business Radio. I have another fantastic cast of characters sitting across the table from me today, and they are all smiling because it's sunny and beautiful outside. And I'm just going to let them go around the table and introduce themselves and where they're from. So Barb Plays, I'm going to give it to you.
Hey, this is Barb Wagner, and I'm a wellness advocate with doTERRA Essential Oils.
And it smells really good in here. I wish you could smell it through the airwaves.
And I'm Bruce Watson. I'm the executive director of the Early Learning Coalition here in Escambia County.
Melanie Parrott. I'm the program coordinator for Escambia County Pre-K.
I'm Marcia Nallen. I'm director for Title I Services in the Escambia County School District.
Awesome. Welcome. Good morning. Good you guys morning. Are all smiling. You're making me happy. I think it's the oil. So, okay, Barb, you've been on before and yes, you brought the orange stuff and I've almost used all of it, but now you've got all kinds of new things, right?
Yes. Today I brought a lot of the mood and emotion oils and we're going to kind of focus on how those can help us out.
Okay. So tell me, because as we were getting all set up here, you were passing some stuff around and one of them was focus.
Yes, I passed around a blend that's our focus blend called Intune, and it has a bunch of beautiful oils that help a person to have mental clarity and focus and also to relax.
Do you feel focused?
I'm focused.
Marcia put it on. Do you feel focused?
I'm so focused.
It's kind of cool, though, isn't it, how amazing a scent can sort of change your direction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm excited.
That's okay.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to spend just a brief time on what essential oils are, because for a lot of people, this is a whole new subject for them.
Mm-hmm.
And essential oils are the naturally occurring volatile aromatic compounds that are found in plants. And every plant has an essential oil sac reservoir in it. It could be in the roots, the stems, the bark, the seeds, the leaves, petals, just wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And the plants will use them as they face environmental threats. I always try to imagine this essential oil sac and the plants kind of going, it probably doesn't, but that's mm-hmm. in Barb's mind how the thing works. And it draws from the essential oil sac mm-hmm. and that's what fortifies it. Well, thankfully, there are scientists who are smarter than I who have figured out how to take these essential oils from the plant and put them into nice little easy to use bottles.
Yeah.
And because our bodies are also made up of cells, I always tell people when they ask, who is an essential oil good for? And I say anyone whose body is made up of cells, because the oils will work for them as well.
Right.
So I use them for me. I use them for my animals, pets. Many farmers are using them. Many of the horse people around here really like the essential oils for their horses. As
really?
Well.
Yes. What are they using for animals?
Horses, apparently, this sounds really strange, but they have a lot of emotional issues that they can get kind of skittish.
I believe
I know
that. You're carrying people around all day.
I know. It's like terrible
it's
burden.
It's like a monkey on your back.
Yeah. So from the emotional standpoint, but also the physical, I have a woman on my team in Kentucky that has a whole farm. She has used the oils on, I think, all of her animals now except for her steer. But she's used them on her chickens, on her sheep. During lambing, it's very, very good for the animals to have that. She uses them on her llamas. I mean, she's used them on pretty much, and she has show dogs.
I'm just impressed she has
them
a llama.
On her dogs. Yes.
I could use a llama. There Do people go. Really have llamas around here?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
The llamas are actually there to protect her sheep is what she tells me.
Oh, really?
They're very good at protecting the herd.
Had no idea.
Me neither. So now we know.
Okay. So what other emotional ones do you have?
Well, we actually have 4 mood oils and 6 emotional oils. And I'll be honest, that was a little bit different for me. When we first came out with the emotional ones, I was kind of like, aren't moods and emotions the same thing? And they're actually not. Moods are going to be the more long enduring type
mm-hmm.
way we feel, where emotions are more fleeting. And so there are actually different oils that will address those. And what a lot of people don't realize is that emotions are just chemical molecules that affect your body. And I think everyone in this room and everyone listening recognizes stress can make us very, very sick.
Yes.
And in addition to treating physical needs, if you are not getting that emotional balance in your life, it can lead to sickness. And so it's as equally important, I believe, to make sure you are in control of your emotions and helping your body take care of those
yeah.
as it is physical, and you can eliminate a lot of the physical things. We have a lot of educators in here, and I had actually spent my career also teaching. And we all know.
See what I did there? You see that? You see how that all worked out?
Yes.
That was magic, that was right?
You know, we never know what our kids are bringing into the classroom with them.
Yeah.
And you find out sometimes that there are things going on in their lives that are far more important than what a gerund is.
Sure.
And so many teachers, many schools are now diffusing essential oils from the standpoint of controlling germs.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing, because if people are in school, you learn better than if you're homesick.
Yeah.
But also from the emotional standpoint and things that can, you were talking about using peppermint to invigorate you.
Yeah.
And my, to cause alertness.
Yeah. They do it for my kids when they're doing their testing, whether it's the, whatever it is this year, the FSA or FK, whatever it is this year. I can't remember right at this point, but they diffuse the peppermint stuff.
Correct.
And then they let them have peppermints to suck on, because it apparently mm-hmm. stimulates this awesome genius that's inside everybody.
It really does. And they've also done studies that have found if you study with a particular scent, mm-hmm. either you're just smelling from the bottle or your hands or in a diffuser, if you have that scent available to you when you test, it causes better recall. Because
that's so cool.
Well, memories and emotions are stored in the limbic system, mm-hmm. and the limbic system responds to music and to scent. So that's why... I don't know if any of the people in this room have had this experience, but I can hear a particular song and it takes me to where I was, uh-huh. you know, mamas and the papas, and I'm in junior high. And likewise, mm-hmm. you can have a smell trigger an emotion or a memory. And that's mm-hmm. because the limbic system is where memories and emotions are stored.
My entire college career, which was a successful one, by the way, I studied with headphones and music in, and people mm-hmm. looked at me like I was crazy.
No.
How could I concentrate with having mm-hmm. the music? But it worked.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And even today when I'm sitting down to work and focus on some stuff, music's blasting.
It's very true. And when I used to teach school, if the kids were doing seat work, I would play Mozart. And mm-hmm. it was funny how the kids would say to me different times, "Hey, Mrs. Wagner, can you put on that classical music for us?" And
yeah.
it really does make a difference. So music and scents are very important. So I have a bunch of oils with their caps off, because I'm going to pass them around this room.
Okay.
The people in the audience that are listening can't experience them. But the first of the four mood oils is called Balance. And I'll pass it around so everybody can smell it. Balance, we recommend putting on the bottoms of your feet every morning and at bedtime. And Balance is a grounding blend. It's made up of a lot of trees. And as we know, trees have very deep roots.
Uh-huh.
And Balance promotes an overall sense of relaxation. It evokes feelings of tranquility and balance, and it eases those stressful, anxious emotions. I have a person on my team in South Carolina who teaches school at a high school where when kids have been kicked out of other schools, they end up in her school. And I was passing Balance around in a class once, and she commented that there are teenagers that are alive because of Balance, because she wears it and it helps her
yeah.
cope with the things
sure.
that she's facing with her class. And as she started diffusing it, she found also that her students didn't act up as much, because Balance is just that. It's just very, very grounding.
That's so cool.
And then Elevation is our joyful blend, and it elevates
who doesn't
mood
need a little bit more joy,
and promotes
right?
vitality, and it gives just a very positive, energizing mood.
Now, we're all going to walk out of here today being a little whacked out, because we're smelling all of these at once.
When I just realized, nobody will know this except the people in here, I actually passed them Citrus Bliss instead of Elevation. So here comes Elevation. Citrus Bliss is actually my favorite of the four mood oils, because I love this, citruses.
Okay, so citrus is invigorating.
Citrus Bliss is, it's going to make you happy. Citrus
like
Bliss
one.
Is just beautiful citrus oils. I think there's about 10 different citrus oils in there. And if you think about it, citrus plants, they grow high off the ground. So where like the trees that we had in Balance that have the big, deep roots, your citruses are up high and they're reaching towards the sun. And Citrus Bliss does that for us when we wear it, when we smell it. I wear diffuser necklaces, diffuser bracelets. I wear oils as my perfumes. And when I'm wearing those citruses, it's hard to be anything other than happy. It makes you happy. I diffuse it at classes and people come in all quiet. And by the end of the class, everybody's laughing and enjoying each other's company, because the citruses do exactly that for us. And the last of the four mood oils is Serenity. You can kind of guess from its name what Serenity
yeah.
helps with.
Yeah.
It we call it our calming blend. And it just does that. A lot of people will use that at bedtime. I use straight lavender at bedtime, but some people will use the Serenity. And it just is a beautiful, relaxing, calms the mind, calms, gives you a sense of peace and well-being, and just a beautiful, restful sleeping environment. And what I like too, when I diffuse oils at night, our animals, of course, all sleep in the bedroom with us. So the whole household, you know, the animals, both of us, are getting a nice restful sleep because right. we're all breathing the same air. Now, the emotion oils are newer. They've joined the doTERRA family recently. And what I liked about them is they laid out and they found out which kinds of emotions citruses help with, which kinds of emotions spices, herbs, grasses, trees, just the different types of plants. And then they made a blend that combined two of each of those types of mm-hmm. plants. So let's see if I can pass these in the right order. This one's Motivate. And Motivate is an encouraging blend. And just, I love the way they name them, so you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out.
Yeah. This is what I want to do, and this is what I need,
right? Motivate, exactly. And that is going to be mints and citruses is what is in there. And that's going to help you unlock creative juices and give you the courage to believe in yourself again. And Motivate is just really beautiful for helping a person. It's like, who wants to wear Motivate right now? I know. And so that's going to be your citruses and your
Which
mints.
One did you put on?
She put on Intune.
You put on Intune. Yeah. I'm going to put on Motivate.
There you go.
We're on the radio.
No pun intended. Yeah. So does it matter where you put them? I mean,
good places for oils are pulse points. You know. So we wear them like on our...
I feel like I'm like perfuming up over
well,
here.
Well, that's what we do. We put them on the pulse points. But one of the best places where we put oils is the bottom of our feet.
Really?
And
that's like Vicks Vapor Rub.
Well, and there's
used to always do that for the kids when they were coughing.
Yes, Grandma knew what she was talking about because the size and the number of pores on the bottom of our feet are such that when we put an oil on our feet, it's in your bloodstream in 30 seconds and over every cell in your body in 30 minutes. Oh, so if you just put oils, massage them onto your feet, your children's feet, a lot of parents will massage oils. It's part of their bedtime routine.
Yeah.
And they massage it right into their children's feet and get them already relaxing and ready to sleep and things.
I was so ticklish, it never relaxed. You know, I'd be sick and my mom would be putting it was so horrible.
And
experience.
That's a good place for it, though. they knew what they were doing when they put it on the bottom of
that's
your feet.
That's crazy.
They really did.
Okay, cool.
So this one is Cheer. And Cheer is an uplifting blend of citruses and spices this time. So you'll see it's slightly different. The last one was citrus and mint. This one's going to be citrus and spice. And this is going to give a cheerful boost of positivity and happiness. And it's very sunshiny, I think you'll find when you smell it, and helps you just be optimistic. Sometimes we just don't know what tomorrow is going to hold, and the cheer can help you be optimistic. And let's see, the third one, let's see what I have here, is passion. I have to take a whiff of that because I love
<That's laughs>
I don't
you
even
like
pass
so much.
Until passionate. I smell it. Somebody tells me it smells like bubble gum, and it kind of does. Passion is spices and herbs combined together. And it's going to help you rekindle excitement in your life. So if you've got some things on your bucket list, like you want to skydive or
Bruce,
you want to...
Bruce is a little skeptical over there.
No, it does. It smells like Bazooka Joe
bubble gum. It smells like bubble gum.
Awesome.
It really does.
That stuff was so hard to chew, man.
It really does. So I consider this the bucket list.
Totally.
One. I mean, you
that's
just totally
it.
Things that you said, one day I'm going to do this, passion will ignite that in you, that you can finally, you
that's
know,
funny.
Go cliff diving. I'm not going to do that, but you know. Maybe I do something scary like dancing in front of people or something, which I don't do.
Give it to but me in the, solid form. I'll chew on that in art.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
There, I know.
Takes
I know,
you right back,
exactly.
doesn't it? It's like the bubble gum that used to come in the baseball card packs.
It's a beautiful smell.
Yeah.
Really hard. That one's going to, like I said, it's going to help you try something new or basically sometimes rekindle the joy you have for the current blessings in your life. Because sometimes we just get kind of used to where we are and we forget to appreciate what we do have. And that's a great one for that. So Forgive is a renewing blend, and this is going to be trees and herbs that are mixed together in this one. And it's very liberating if a person can forgive and forget. And I remember learning in church a long time ago that when we harbor that bitterness, mm-hmm. it doesn't hurt the person against whom we're harboring the bitterness. It hurts us. And so the Forgive, I'll be honest, it's not one of my favorite smells, but I always tell people I don't have to like how something smells to benefit from it.
It smells like a rosemary.
When I don't like how something smells, then that's when I'm going to put it on the bottoms of my feet because I'm going to benefit.
That's a good place.
But I'm not smelling it like when I've got it on my wrists, like, you know, Citrus Bliss and my happy oils that I want to smell all the time. Mm-hmm. But this is very good because if we are not forgiving people, if we're carrying something like that around, we are going to get sick from it. It's going to hurt us is what it's going to do. And we've got two more. Console. And Console is florals and trees. That's a blend of those. And kind of goes hand in hand with Forgive. Those two, Forgive and Console, are very commonly used oils at funerals because a lot of times people have great sadness, but they're also harboring things and maybe they never took advantage of that chance of forgiving somebody. Mm-hmm. And Console helps you kind of shut the door on your sadness and take the first steps towards healing the emotional bondage that's there in that relationship, perhaps. So if you know anybody with a broken heart, I mean, seriously, console is a good one for that. And the last of the six is peace. And peace is a reassuring blend. And that one is florals and mints. And this one is going to kind of remind you that just having more stuff isn't really where happiness is going to come from. Sometimes people are always looking for ways to find happiness. Mm-hmm. And what they really need to do is slow down, breathe deeply, mm-hmm. reconnect. And peace is very good for that. We're so busy. I imagine everybody in this room is busy, busy, busy. And we forget. And I started going to yoga classes with my daughter recently. And I was amazed at the amount of time they spend on breathing and your breath. Right. And I have found it very beneficial to have that time that you just are quiet and that you do breathe. And the peace is so good for that, to just kind of restore yourself and to recognize that maybe you don't know how just yet, but everything is going to turn out fine.
Yeah.
And to just kind of let it go.
I think it's why meditation works so well.
Yes.
You just shut up for a second.
Exactly.
Just shut up and tune it all out for a couple of minutes.
It's hard for me.
Watch what happens.
Yeah. Because I think when we teach, you know, those of us who have been teachers our whole life, you are that person up front that has to talk a lot. And, you know, you've got so much to fit into a 50-minute period, and so we go fast.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to slow down every once in a while, and that's where that peace comes in. Now, I had a question that was passed to me here asking, can you use more than one oil at the same time?
Yeah, we just use 12.
Yes, you absolutely can. And they recommend that we layer oils on. So if you want to put more than one oil on, I put one on and wait about 30 seconds, and then I'll layer the next one on. And now there are some, I'm deathly allergic to ant bites, which is actually what got me started on my oil journey when I found a solution that did not involve stabbing myself in the leg and going to the emergency room and dying.
Right.
And I have an oil protocol that works really well for me. And so I do carry that in a roller ball. So I don't always have my whole oil case with me. Mm-hmm. It seems like I do. If you carried my purse, it seems like I carry all my oils because it's about 10 pounds. But I have made my own roller ball where I've blended together the oils that are part of my ant bite protocol. Mm-hmm. So it's handy and ready to use. But if you have the time, you do want to layer them on. And about 30 seconds between oils is really, really good. So
very cool. Yeah. Okay. So where do we send people to get in touch with you and get some of these things in their hands?
Well, the best thing for people to do, and I'll give a web address for you in a minute, but the best thing for people to do is come to a class. By no means did we go into everything that is covered in a class.
Yeah.
And doTERRA is all about education. People need to realize that there are some oils that are actually hot. They could burn your skin. So mm-hmm. there's some education needs
to go. That's always fun.
Not rocket science, but you still need a little bit of training.
Sure.
And so our goal by the end of a class is for everyone in that room to realize, oh yeah, I can do this. I can go home and I can be empowered to take care of my family in a natural way that's mm-hmm. not going to have side effects and all of that. I do have a class that's a public class this Thursday night at the Tryon Library on Langley. That's at 6:00, and everyone's welcome to attend that. And we'll pass around a lot of oils. So even the ones out in the radio audience will have mm-hmm. a chance to experience the oils. And otherwise, I would send them to my website, which is MyDoTERRA, and that's DoTERRA. The word doTERRA is Latin for gift of the earth. MyDoTERRA.com/Barb Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to have those things posted
for
we'll
people
as well.
Yeah, we'll put those exactly when we repost
and,
the
And then
today.
They can always email me at getbarbsoils@gmail.com.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thanks for coming
You're
in
welcome.
Today.
Thanks.
I
My
feel
pleasure.
Better. I really do. I've kind of gone this emotional roller coaster, but I feel better. So hang out for a little bit.
Of course. I want to hear all of this.
Okay. So Bruce, Melanie, and Marcia, lay it on us, because you guys are all here sort of in conjunction and sort of all doing your own thing. And yet it's all still making the big picture happen. So you look focused and ready to go, Bruce. I can tell. Oh. You didn't expect that, did you?
No.
Yeah.
I got a nasal rush going right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's good. I mean, really impressed. That's good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Voluntary pre-kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Florida is one of the few states whereby, by state constitution, every four-year-old in the state is entitled to a year's worth of education from a variety of providers, a variety of sources.
Yeah.
Probably the premier source here in Escambia County is our own school district.
Mm-hmm.
20 to 25% of our children every year go through one of our school district site programs. More reliable, certainly one of the best providers that we have. And I'll let them speak to the other benefits that come with being in the mm-hmm. school district program. But we, on an annual basis, put between 22 to 2,400 children a year into the program.
Wow.
The school year program is tailored pretty much for most of our providers to be identical in terms of calendar to the school district's program, starting in August. This coming year, the 10th of August, goes to the end of May. A wrinkle to that is we also have a summer program. If for some reason you missed out on the opportunity to send your four-year-old to VPK this past year, mm-hmm. and they're in the right age bracket for their birth dates, it's not too late. Matter of fact, our summer program is almost, is exclusively done by our school district. Every year, they at least two or three schools will be available mm-hmm. for the summer program. It is a nine-hour-a-day, two-and-a-half-month program. Great alternative for childcare if you otherwise have some way to take care of your four-year-old. But they also have to have not participated in VPK in the prior year.
Right.
So if they didn't get it, it's not too late. And I know there are at least 300 or 400 children out there that have not gotten VPK this past year in this community who could definitely benefit from the opportunity to help them get that much more ready for kindergarten next year.
Yeah.
And then we are already enrolling for next year. I have almost 900 children enrolled already for the coming school year, in large part because of the efforts of the school district in getting those parents in and getting those children registered.
Yeah. Well, I put my two through VPK, and it did wonders on the social aspect of sort of getting by kindergarten and first grade, like they were in gear mm-hmm. and moving mm-hmm. forward, it, compared to some that I've known that didn't do that. There was sort of those adjustment phases that aren't always fun for a parent sometimes as the child doesn't want to be left and does all the, you know, this things that happen when you're a parent.
Well, your kindergarten teachers can tell you within the first day, if not.
Yeah, who's been and who's not. Yeah.
Who's been to VPK and who mm-hmm. hasn't.
Yeah.
It's that obvious how prepared they are for at least the structure of being in a classroom.
Yeah, it's a head start. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. You look I'm ready. You're focused too. See, I'm so far. We're just going to have to do oils all the time.
Thank you, Bruce. Those were great comments about the school district. Of course, I'm excited about it. There are 85 providers in this area, which is something that we are very proud of.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Absolutely. So if you factor in our 14, you still have 71 other providers in this, in Escambia County that you can choose from. But we're very excited about it. We launched our registration in March. And as of today, as Bruce mentioned, we've got about 175 families that have come through the doors at Spencer Bibbs Center. And we're excited about that. And of those 175, we've got about 122 applications that are already completed. So
right.
I would encourage parents to, you know, to come on in to Spencer Bibbs. They can also go down to the Early Learning Coalition. And Hope is there. She's so sweet. She would be their first point of contact. But in order to register, you can go online and complete the process, and you have the website there for mm-hmm. families to go online. All you need to do, the way that I've been explaining it to our folks that call, Facebook is such a big deal nowadays. Almost everyone is on Facebook, and it's pretty simple to take pictures and upload to your Facebook account. It's the same thing with the website that we use mm-hmm. for registering for VPK.
Okay, which one is it on there?
It is familyservices.floridaearlylearning.com. Again, that is familyservices.floridaearlylearning.com. And what they need to do is they need to be able to upload a picture of the child's birth certificate. They mm-hmm. need to be before September 1st, and also a proof of residency. So they could take a picture of their Gulf Power bill. They could mm-hmm. take a picture of their water bill, or in with the coalition, they actually take the driver's license as long as the address is correct.
Sure.
The driver's license. So that process is not difficult, but for those parents or guardians that are not comfortable with using the internet, that's where we come in.
Right.
We welcome anyone at Spencer Bibbs and as well as Hope at the Early Learning Coalition. Just come on in and we will help you get that process taken care of. And just bring your paperwork with you. And then we can talk to you after the registration process about the enrollment and let you know about our we have 14 sites that we can choose from and 32 classrooms available. So
you're not geographic specific to where the people live?
For the school district programs, if you live in an area that is served by a Title I school, mm-hmm. and of our schools, there are only about five that are not participating in Title I, you're eligible for the program. Our services are located at our highest poverty schools because we have a focus on serving students who don't have possibly transportation to a child care center in the neighborhood, you know, in the Pensacola area. So we want to be in the neighborhood so that they have easy access to those services. But once the parents have gone online and completed the application process, either at home or with the support of the Early Learning Coalition or the Spencer Bibbs team, Bruce's team goes through those applications and they actually approve the application and issue the certificate of eligibility at his site.
And for most of the parents to do this online, that will the certificate will actually come to them as an attachment to an email. And then they print it, take it to whichever provider they want to if they've done, you know, use that route, including go to Spencer Bibbs with it. Or if you are interested in any one of the other 71 providers, the only restriction on the other 71 is a matter of first come, first serve and filling up their classes.
Right.
Once they've reached the number of classroom allocations they have, because at most they can have 20 children in a class with two teachers, and they may only have the facility to do one or two classes in certain areas. Other providers that we have actually will do three and four classes or do a morning and an afternoon session. There's a variety of opportunities, but it's unlimited choice. As a matter of fact, we even have parents who bring their children to a VPK classroom in Escambia County from Santa Rosa County and vice versa. As long as the child lives in Florida, they can go to any VPK provider in the state as far as that goes. There is no restriction now. Well, you can't come to an Escambia County VPK provider because you live in Santa Rosa County.
Right.
You can do just the opposite.
Yeah.
You can go to anyone that you want to.
Which is great because if you're a parent and it's closer to your work or your employment, and then you can, you know, not have to do 500 different directions in the morning, which we all know is so much fun. So,
for the summer program, this year we're trying something a little different, and all of our summer classes will be offered at McMillan Center, which is a center that serves only pre-K children during the regular school year. So every classroom is equipped appropriately with appropriate furnishings and manipulatives, all of the equipment and materials that are appropriate for four-year-old children.
And our times are going to be a little bit not quite as long the day, so that will be good. I think we're looking at about seven and a half hours.
One of the differences between the summer program versus the school year is the school year program is 540 hours stretched out over the entire 9 months of the school year. Whereas the summer program is an only 300-hour program jammed into 2.5 months, as it were. So it makes for longer days. And but it's very challenging for both the teachers as well as the students. But again, if you haven't got it and you need it, please take advantage of the opportunity, because we do make a difference. Our four-year-olds on average that have graduated from VPK score about 15% higher across the entire state, especially here in Escambia County, on a third grade reading test when it comes up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's statistics. And it has been the history of the 10 years we've been doing VPK now.
Yeah, I will contest to that. I think that was the biggest accelerator for my two kids when they got done was the ability to read already at a much higher level than some of the others that had started. So where is the Spencer Bibbs Center for those that need to get there?
It is at 2005 North 6th Avenue, and our phone number is 595-6915, extension 224 or 277. And we would be very, very, very welcoming to anyone that walks through the door or makes a phone call. And what is the coalition's phone number as well, Bruce?
The coalition numbers are 439-5515 for the VPK desk. Or if you're just interested in finding out about the VPK providers in our county but don't necessarily want to register at that time, then you can call 595-5915, which is our resource and referral line. And there's always somebody standing by during working hours to answer any and all questions.
Fantastic. So with as much work as you guys are doing, do you need help? Do you need – what is a coalition in a structure like this need to help be more successful?
We need your children.
Which just sounds weird, Bruce. It sounds weird. Yeah. It's too much oil, man. you need students enrolled, because then that way that keeps the program going.
For a variety of reasons, we estimate by census data, we have over 3,000 four-year-olds any given year living in this county.
Wow.
And only, like I said earlier, 22 to 2,400 of their parents choose to get those children enrolled. A great many of them are benefiting from other programs. They're just not part of the state's VTK system.
Sure.
They go to other preschool providers, private and what have you. But I always am concerned of the fact that there are parents who, because it's only 3 hours a day, there's, in many cases, there isn't transportation tied to it, that they choose that it's not worth the effort. And I'll tell you right now, it is worth the effort.
Yeah.
If you have a four-year-old, you know somebody who has a four-year-old, please consider getting into the voluntary pre-kindergarten programs that are offered here in Escambia County. We have some of the premier preschools in this state, if we just get the children in the door in the first place to make a difference in their lives.
Yeah.
And many of those providers, we have faith-based providers and as well as private providers. In the school district, one of our advantages is that we offer a full-day program. Right now in Pensacola, there's a real focus on the importance of early learning. We all are recognizing across the community that a child's brain is more malleable between birth and the age of three, really, than at any other time in their lives. So we're hoping to get a lot of that communicated to make families aware of the importance of talking to children during that time, of reading to children, singing with children, and just capitalizing on those early years and the growth that happens during that time. One of the other things, aside from getting children enrolled, we have volunteers that are engaged with our children at the school district and with some of the private providers as well. We have Reading Pals. That's a volunteer who comes in once a week and spends 45 minutes to an hour with one child reading stories, talking about the pictures in the story, developing that child's thinking, expanding their language activities, their language use. And that is a very important opportunity for our boys and girls to grow and build their skills before they start kindergarten. And by the time they're in third grade, their vocabularies are at a level and their capacity has been increased and they're going to be right on track.
And, you know, when you think in terms of brain development, it is amazing what's going on in the early years. I was looking at some statistics and there are 700 neural connections per second that are being connected. Mm-hmm. And we build on that in pre-K. We get those children ready. And one of the greatest benefits to me is the social-emotional development. Because if you're a mom and you think, oh, my word, you know, this is my little child, I don't want to send my baby to school, it's one of the best things you could actually do for your child. Because by the time they get to kindergarten, all of that fear will be removed. They won't be afraid to get on the school bus, or they won't be afraid to be in a classroom away from mother all day. And just the social emotional development, the activities that we do in, you know, in the pre-K classroom, everything is hands on. If we can see it, taste it, touch it, smell it, that's what makes it real to these children, because developmentally, that's where they're functioning. You know, we stay away from the abstract, but everything in pre-K is hands on and it's developmentally appropriate for their ages. But I would encourage a mother, a guardian, a grandparent, anyone that's interested in preparing their child for that first day of kindergarten, get them in pre-K. You've got 85 providers in this area. And like Bruce said, you know, you can go the route of the private provider. You can come to the school district. And with us, with our Title I schools, if it is their school zone, we do provide transportation.
Right.
If they choose any of the other providers out there, they can choose anyone they want as long as they can provide transportation to the private providers.
And a great many of our private providers also provide transportation.
Right.
And
right.
Two-thirds of them are also child care facilities, which means they offer a full day's worth of care if that's what the parent actually needs.
Wrap around
so it's
services.
A great opportunity. Also, I'm remembering this is business radio.
Yeah.
And all you businesses.
The banner behind you gave it away, right?
all you businesses out there and private individuals as well. If you're looking to get involved with young persons, this is an opportunity. Volunteer with a BPK program, mm-hmm. whether it's at the school district, one of the private providers. This program is restricted in the fact that they cannot charge the parents even a penny to help pay for a pencil or a piece of paper. Right. Everything they spend on the BPK program has to come out of the funding that the state provides, which, quite frankly, by the time you pay salaries and everything else, mm-hmm. it leaves some of our facilities very short in resources. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to adopt a school, adopt a four-year-old. You know, take a four-year-old classroom mm-hmm. and make it your own. They will love you for it. Believe me, they will.
Can they use iPads?
Yes,
I'm just curious.
Absolutely.
I'm just wondering.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, because it's all growing so fast these days. Yeah. You know, you see them in some of the elementary schools. So, just I'm assuming it's heading on down to the...
As a quality initiative, we bought almost 100 iPads 2 years ago, and we put one in each VPK classroom. Although we preload it with all the software that's developmentally appropriate, and we restrict the access so that it's used just for what it's meant mm-hmm. to be used for, as a teaching aid for the children and not as an auxiliary distraction, as it were. But like I said, our providers, you know, in the time they have allotted, are doing amazing things.
Very cool.
Right,
very
iPads, cool. Smart tables. Apple TV, touch screens where the children can manipulate. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's accelerated learning, isn't it?
It is indeed. Very engaging, personalized learning.
Kim's off. Yeah. Go ahead. Grab a mic, Kim.
Sorry. It's just so many kids now, by the time they're even, six, seven, mm-hmm. 8 months, I mean, they already have figured out they can play with mama's phone and they can touch
crack the screen. And,
but
yeah.
By those early kindergarten tests that they need to be able to take, they have to actually be able to still manipulate a mm-hmm. mouse and click. Yeah. And they want to be able to touch and move and things like that. So now that all of this touch technology is available somewhere, your child needs to still learn some old-fashioned computer skills as well.
Yeah.
And so a schoolhouse or a pre-K center is a wonderful place to do that as well.
Very cool. All right, guys, did we miss anything?
Now, one of the things I found funny a couple years ago is we recycled a bunch of older model computers to be mm-hmm. used as classrooms. Went in a couple of months after we had given them out, and there's all these fingerprints on the old-fashioned screen.
Yeah.
Because all these 2 and 3 year olds were trying to make it do something.
Yeah. I handed my 12-year-old my old iPod, and she went to do the screen, and it took me 30 minutes to try to explain to her the old school where you had to like use the wheel and actually, you know, skim through the songs. It was funny. She kept punching the screen. She said, "It's not working, Dad. It's not working." Just funny things that are, you know, and in 10 years they're going to look at us and be like, come on, guys, get with it. But that's the way it goes. So anything else that we missed? Because we're kind of getting to the end of our time here.
Can I have another hit of the bazooka, Joe?
You knew that was coming, didn't you, Barb?
Here you go.
Well, that's the one I felt like I could dab and not embarrass myself.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to make him passionate here.
I know. I have to say, though, I've gone through, and this is no joke, probably in the last 15 minutes, I've had the thoughts that have sort of cycled with things that we've spilled. Ultimately, though, I feel good and it smells good in here. And so these are they're just fun. They're fun.
If I could just go back to the fact that both at the Early Learning Coalition and at Spencer Bibbs, we are currently right now registering students for pre-K mm-hmm. for fall classes, as well as for summer classes. So please, if you have a four-year-old out there that is eligible for those services, click on familyservices.floridaearlylearning.com or elcescambia.org or the school district, Escambia County School District.
Mm-hmm. Do that as soon as possible because we are definitely
filling
those slots.
Filling the slots. And if you want to volunteer with any of our services, we would be delighted to have you. Also, if I could just make one more plug, the school district is moving to electronic enrollment for all schools for new students this year. If you have students that are already enrolled in public schools, please verify the information that is on your records now. Mm-hmm. Update that so the school has current contact information for you. If you're moving to a new school, please let your current school know, and we'll get your records to the new school as soon as possible.
Very cool.
And the buses will be able to route the children.
Awesome.
One last thing. Do not be intimidated by the website and the need to have online registration.
Yeah, sure.
Go to Spencer Bibbs. Come to the Coalition. We're on the corner of Pace and Fairfield in Town and Country Plaza. The only building in the entire plaza that has a brick front. So it's really easy to find.
It's really easy to find, yeah.
And we're right across the street from the main bus terminal. So yeah. All you got to do is just walk on over, and my staff is ready, willing, and able to help you get registered, whatever it takes. We'll help you create an email address. We'll help you get the document scanned. You don't have to be a computer whiz to get enrolled.
Sure. Or even
you
have
just,
one.
You just need to get a hold of one of us. Yeah. We're here to help.
Yeah, or bring Bruce some Bazooka Joe oil. He'll hook you up. So. Yeah. Okay, you guys. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in today. I really appreciated smelling good and learning. This has been fun. So, guys, you can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com on our website. We're out and about. We're always looking for more guests and more people. Check us out on Facebook at Pcola BRX. We will share all of your links and stuff today when we repost everything, as well as numbers to get everybody where they need to be. Again, thanks for tuning in. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.